The fall. What did it really do?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of America's most in-demand Bible conference speakers. Ken, every Christian knows that the fall of Adam affected the entire universe. But what else should we know about the fall of Adam?
Well, the Apostle Paul in Romans describes our present creation as a groaning one. And it certainly is. I mean, look around. You see people dying. We see animals dying. There are deadly diseases. The earth is filled with terrorism and violence. You know, in reality, this is not a beautiful place. But Genesis has the explanation as to why we're in this sorry state. You see, when Adam sinned, everything changed. God had to judge sin with death, and from that time on, the whole of creation was affected. Everything started to run down. No longer did God uphold the creation in a perfect state. But Christians who accept the idea of millions of years of earth history are really denying that Adam's fall affected anything. You see, if death and struggle we see in today's world has gone on for millions of years, then what change did sin bring? Nothing is different. So what then did Paul mean when he declares that the whole of creation is travailing in pain? You see, to accept millions of years is to deny the horrible effects of the fall as given in the book of Genesis.
For the scientific evidence that supports the Bible's teaching that our earth is not millions of years old, go to AnswersRadio.com. You can read one of Ken's free booklets on that fascinating topic.